Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley and team. We're speaking about the week beginning Monday, the 22nd of December, we're still in 2025, and ending on Sunday, the 28th of December, we're going to have the forecast for the Christmas holiday, and we are also going to find out a little bit about Venus entering Capricorn, which she does on Christmas Eve, which is Wednesday, the 24th this year. And it's a Wednesday this year, is what I mean. And we have suddenly gone from playful, expansive, to serious, practical, and very much into traditions. That is one of the Capricorn qualities. And Venus has values. And so they have that tendency in Capricorn to be traditional values. But I will also say that when we get to the daily forecast, we're going to find out about this beautiful Christmas Eve. Venus in Capricorn can, if it's in certain houses, bestow youthfulness, believe it or not, looking a bit younger. So if you've got that in your first house or your 10th house above you, you'll find that people are giving you compliments more than usual on how you appear. And Venus is also attracted to people that are sometimes younger or older than themselves. Not always the contemporaries, but one of the things, they are going to be very practical about who they choose, unless there's some kind of unusual aspects in their chart that argue against this. Venus wants respect. This is the Capricorn quest. Respect me. You know, you don't have to be the most famous person, the wealthiest person, but you want to be the best at what you do. So this is also true about choosing the partner. They want to be respected for it, and particularly by their family. They do have those kinds of values. And again, unless there is some aspect in someone's birth chart that's arguing against this, Venus in Capricorn is this way. She'll spend money on high-end designer if she has the ability to do so. And she will also spend money on treatments for the skin and the bones, like, you know, having chiropractic adjustments or whatever she needs to do in her realm. And she will be reliable and having some sights on a career. And she will want to achieve. She will respect people who achieve. She likes those kinds of people. And it doesn't have to be an achievement that is totally traditional in the sense that for Venus to be in a chart, the sun could be in Sagittarius or Aquarius. So there could be some unusual things. This particular moment, the sun is also in Capricorn. So yeah, the Venus and Capricorn born during this week will have a double dose of conservative, traditional, practical energies. And so she is going to be having one of her most famous aspects, which we'll talk about during the week, forecast, and then she will be with us until January 17th of 2026, when she shifts into Aquarius, right before, not long before, the sun enters Aquarius. and Mercury's entering Aquarius and Mars is entering Aquarius, what do you think? The beginning of the year, January. Wow. I keep saying there's a lot of change coming. The Substack post I put up Friday was about these changes and how we are at that moment this weekend where I'm recording on Saturday. You're still in the new moon, so the end of a lunar cycle, the beginning of a new lunar cycle, which was when you were setting intentions for that. But wow, right away came the sun going into Capricorn and the midwinter solstice arrived. So the new solar cycle begins. This is not always happening. So it's a really potent time to be looking at what should have been released or what isn't working for me, and I need to let go of what doesn't work for me during the coming year. For the new solar cycle, what do I want instead? What do I want to achieve instead? And so this is really still, as you hear this, if you're hearing this on Sunday or Monday, you're still in that. And it's a very potent time, or time to do divination for yourself or get a reading, because believe me, you know, there's a list of change, shift and change with the planets going into different signs and making different formations. It's going to be different in your life, in everybody's life, because of these major shifts that are going to stay this time in their new locations. So this is beginning of now. The weekly astrology forecast, and Monday, the 22nd, is when Hanukkah ends. So all the candles are lit, and this is, you know, all the holidays around this time are festivals of light. I mean, Christ is the light, right? Also for Christmas. And so on Monday, the moon is in Capricorn. So we start out with a Capricorn sun and a Capricorn moon. And the moon is sextile, the Capricorn Saturn ruler, Capricorn. And that's in Pisces direct now. And that's very early in the morning, 2:27 a.m. And then the moon trines, still retrograde Uranus and Taurus, 10:26 a.m. Capricorn moon gets the softening energies of the sextile to Neptune and Pisces until 9:44 a.m. on Monday. There's a slight time of void of course, just a little over an hour, and the moon enters Aquarius at 10:52 a.m. Now, the first thing it does is go to a conjunction to Pluto in Aquarius until 3:37 p.m., so people are going to be extremely, let's say, attached, because it's fixed to their ideals and feelings about future or groups or, you know, friendships in the sense of large groups and, you know, their ideas of the future that they want to achieve and what they think about how things are looking about the future in the current world. So just know, very attached, even obsessive, when the moon joins Pluto. And there may be also then the real attachment to the notion of my individuality and freedom. So just stay out of any discord by disagreeing. Just allow the energy to flow. The moon is going toward a much more congenial time to be in conversation after 3:37 p.m. as it goes into the sextile to Mercury in Sagittarius for the rest of Monday and all the way through Tuesday until 6:54 p.m. Now, Tuesday would be the last day I would want to be traveling towards a location for Christmas. Unless you can wait till Christmas Day, really, or much later. the evening, perhaps, of Christmas Eve. But, you know, those days right before the holiday are usually extremely difficult traffic energies going on. So what we have on Tuesday, after this sextil to Mercury takes place, 6:54, moving in the sky, is the last aspect of Venus in Sagittarius, which is a square to Neptune in Pisces. And this is like, you know, I am so in the illusion and everything looks so absolutely wonderful. Just be careful, especially if you're taking your credit cards out and, you know, trying to get those last minute gifts. I wouldn't do it while Venus is square Neptune in Pisces. Or, you know, if you meet somebody, you know, like they call it in the romance comedies, you know, the cute meet. Well, this cute meet shouldn't work out that well. So if you're in that mode during the 23rd, and especially as we get closer down into the evening, because this is going to end at 12:31 a.m. on Wednesday. You may also find on the other side of the too idealistic, and the other side would be letdowns or feeling, you know, something unhappy happens between someone you expected something from that didn't give it. Okay, so Wednesday we are starting off with the moon in Aquarius. And it is moving to square again. This is now Uranus in Taurus until 4:42. And that's why I say, not a good day to travel. There's a lot of electromagnetic issues going on. And so I just wouldn't. That's me. Everybody knows I do that. I watch my aspects and get on the road or get in the air when the aspects are good. If you must go on Wednesday, actually, the later the better. You have a void, of course, moon after the square to Uranus and Taurus at 4:42 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Then you've got a void, of course, period, which is okay. And then the moon enters Pisces at 8:09 p.m. Now, I want to mention here that Venus shifts also on Wednesday into Capricorn at 11:26 a.m. So now, when the moon enters Pisces, you get a short, like a tiny bit less than an hour of this, but it feels good. And it'll stay with you for the rest of the evening. It's the moon in Pisces, sextile Venus in Capricorn. 9:06 p.m. is the exact aspect. But here, you've got practical Venus now. And you've got a gentle, soft, you know, Pisces moon. And this is a lovely time. This is a nice time to have a cute meet, or to arrive at your destination and feel the wonderful energy of Christmas Eve. To me, this is the angelic energy of the holiday period, because what we have here is the solstice takes place on the 21st, right? And then we have the three standstill days. And then we have the day that the sun starts moving on the horizon again. And that is starting to bring the light back. This is what really when the light starts to return. And that's one of the reasons that they, being the Roman Church Council, chose the 25th as the day to celebrate the birth of Jesus, because they really didn't have, you know, birth certificates back then, or they weren't really keeping track of that birth. So they decided to move with also the old Celtic, if you go up to that area with this. There was a goddess who had gone through the dark wood. She's either pregnant or she's carrying the infant. But what is happening is she's being pursued during the 3 days of darkness. Okay, she is being pursued by hounds, and she must get through the woods to get to the place where she's safe. And that's where she can give birth to the child, which is always a boy because it's the sun. And the sun is the masculine principle. The woman gives birth to that, but still. So this is why they chose that, and that the story of Mary pregnant on a donkey going with Joseph to Bethlehem is the issue of finding the safe space. There's no room at the inn, right? So they're searching and searching. So they're not being pursued by the hounds, you know, but they are having to find the safe space, which they find, and the birth is accomplished, right? So it fits perfectly into that meaning and tale. And so when we get to the Christmas day, as we're moving later in the evening, we have the moon in Pisces sextile the sun in Capricorn. Very interesting connection to this tradition and of the birth. 3:13 a.m. is when that comes in. And then the activity of the day begins with this gentle energy. Mars sextile Mars in Capricorn is the aspect for the moon in Pisces, 10:45 a.m. So things start moving in a good, structured way, and people are feeling very sort of mellow with that moon, but they want to get things done, but it's gentle. It's gentle. And yet, as we go through Christmas Day, we're going toward, and this you won't feel this till later in the evening, the moon in Pisces square to Mercury in Sagittarius, 10:02 a.m. on Friday. That's the day Kwanzaa begins, and it's Boxing Day in Canada and the UK. And so this is where, you know, Mercury in Sagittarius has a lot of beliefs and opinions and perspectives and a lot of information that it would like to say. And the moon in Pisces is drifting that morning. It's really, it can't take it. It won't say anything. It'll just, like, if it stays in your face as you communicate as a Mercury and Sag, it'll just be glazed over, you know. It's not really getting through, and that will be annoying later, you know, because you might have said something they needed to know, and they didn't act accordingly, right? So after this, though, we get a quick, a couple of hours here where the moon is trine Jupiter in Cancer. So the early part of Friday is after 10 a.m. to 12:43 p.m. You're in good shape. You have a great brunch. This would be my best suggestion, because after this, we go towards some sort of an obstacle, some sort of depression, or some sort of weather issue that comes up, because the moon in Pisces is going to join Saturn in Pisces until 7:41 p.m. So if you've got some things to do in the home, you know, some films to watch, some board games or whatever you can do, that, you know, being out and about could be, you know, the thing could be overcrowded that you're trying to get into, or, you know, whatever. I mean, I wouldn't use that day to do the traditional bring it back, because it doesn't fit. You know, you can wait. It doesn't have to be back the day after. And, you know, I mean, it's up to you, but there's going to be problems if you go during a moon conjunct Saturn in Pisces. So after this, after 7:41 p.m., you get some more interest coming in, and the moon in Pisces is sextile Uranus and Taurus. Uranus is still retrograde. 11:37 p.m. So you might have some more fun around the electronic energies, or, you know, something unusual for dinner, but it's quite late if it's after 7:41 p.m. Eastern time. But out west, you're still in the dinner time area. Maybe something different for dinner. After 11:37 p.m. in the Eastern zone, you have a moon going to conjunct Neptune. And that's also going to bring some strange experiences if you're out and about or you're traveling. It could be, again, weather. It could be confusion, fog on all levels. And that goes till 2:03 a.m. on Saturday. Moon enters Aries at 3:02 a.m. Saturday. And it starts out looking good. You have a sextile to Pluto in Aquarius, 7:37 a.m. People are ready for an adventure. And they've got some good, interesting ideas. They may be looking on the internet to find things. But this is the big but with Saturday. With all those planets in Capricorn, Moon in Aries is going to be squaring. That fiery moon in Aries, it wants it now or maybe yesterday. And it's not wanting to follow directions particularly, you know. So the first thing it does is square Venus in Capricorn, 9:33 a.m. Maybe a suggestion, a traditional suggestion. But no, I want to do something new, or I want to do it fast. I don't like the timing on this. That continues to be kind of the conversation now that authority gets into it, because the moon is square the sun in Capricorn until 2:10 p.m. And then the explosion of anger can take place. Well, if it hasn't already, and it probably has, because the moon in Aries is very fast to anger. They get over it, but the people that they put the energy out that don't usually get over it as fast. Moon in Aries is going to square Mars in Capricorn, 8:05 p.m. And this is like, you know, the ruler of Aries is Mars. And here's the moon in Aries. So there's a little bit of understanding, but one or the other has to be the leader of this. And who exactly that is going to be something that might come up, an argument around it. After 8:05 p.m., when that aspect's over, the moon is going to go overboard to compensate in a square to Jupiter in Cancer. So well, that goes on till Sunday at 4:59 p.m. So, you're thinking you're going to leave on Sunday to go back. I would not necessarily wanted to take that time frame. But, you know, the square to Jupiter is going to mean something gets excessive. And Moon in Aries wants to go faster. And maybe there's some sentimental energy going on with Jupiter in Cancer, but more feelings of insecurity. But you do get a trine after, like, say, 5 p.m. Eastern time. You start to go into the trine that will give you the smooth sailing of any kind of journey, short or long. Moon in Aries trine Mercury in Sagittarius until 9:13 p.m. on Sunday. And then it goes void, of course. So you've got, that is a great time. Now, I will tell you that next week we are going to see a new year come in. And it is 2026, a number one year. So we're right at the end of the releasing time of the nine. And we start the week until New Year's Eve in the nine. All right, then we're going to shift into that one. The energy is going to shift into new beginnings. So we're, you know, ending up. We're ending up. And one of the things that we will look at for the week beginning December 29th is the fact that now Mercury is going to enter Capricorn, and it does that on New Year's Day. So we start getting a little bit practical after we have our holiday celebration energies. So we will talk about that, and also we will have our first full moon of 2026 on Saturday the 3rd of January. And that is another 13, full moon at 13 Cancer coming in. So those are going to be what we're going to be talking about next time. So I wish you, whatever holiday or no holiday that you are observing, I wish you a happy one. Or a happy week, and follow those shifts and changes, and I'll say goodbye for now.